celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley, and on Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk TV, film, streaming, everything you should be checking out and that you should watch with our friend Nick Johnston. He's a film editor and writer at Vanyaland.com. And Nick, what do we got going on this week?
Hey, Kevin, we got some pretty big stuff happening this week. I mean, on the one hand, you've got a pretty big streaming debut. You've got a wonderful little Adam Sandler sports drama slash comedy. And, of course, you've got a sequel to one of the biggest modern day film franchises. And so I think we'll go small scale to large in order here. And we'll start with the Adam Sandler film.
Perfect.
It's a movie called Hustle, which is about Adam Sandler as a Philadelphia 76ers scout who stumbles upon an absolute phenom working in, I believe, a small European country. It's a real athlete who plays for, I believe, the Utah Jazz in the NBA. It's pretty funny. They've apparently installed a whole bunch of Welcome to New Jersey signs with the character sitting on top of them on the New Jersey Turnpike. I wonder if people have driven off the road not realizing that those are not actual just exit signs. Maybe they thought they were headed to somewhere else or New York or something else like that, and they're just, you know, sitting there. I think it would actually be really funny if they installed them in Connecticut.
Right, yeah. I know, that could be confusing.
Oh, we're going the wrong way.
Yeah, where am I? And I feel like Sandler's always been a big basketball guy. He's always been way into sports and stuff like that, so that'll be cool.
Oh, 100%. There's videos of him just randomly walking out and playing pickup ball with people all around New Hampshire and New York and whatnot. And he's a New England legend, Adam Sandler, and it's pretty cool to watch him get to work. Although I wonder if he's rooting for the Celtics this week.
Oh, right. True. It is the NBA Finals. I bet he is. He might even be at the game tonight in Boston. All right. What do you got next, Nick?
All right. Next up, we've got one of the bigger Marvel streaming debuts of the last year or so. We've got the new original show Miss Marvel, which is about a Pakistani-American teenager discovering that she has insane superpowers and decides to basically head into superheroics after her favorite superhero, who is Captain Marvel. So if you're a big fan of sort of the John Hughes style teen drama, whatnot, but with an amusing spirit about it and everything else, and you like the Spider-Man movies, the most recent ones with Tom Holland, this should be a pretty good fit for you. I've heard really good things about it, and if you're in the mood to definitely get steeped in some New Jersey culture, there's a few ways you can go wrong than turning this on.
Nice. Is that, and all the Marvel stuff, that's on Disney Plus, right?
Yes, that is absolutely on Disney Plus, and the first episode, I believe, premiered today.
Oh, wow.
And I should also mention that Hustle premiered today after a limited theatrical run on Netflix as well.
Nice.
And so finally, we've got the big debut of the week. And I'm really worried I'm self-plagiarizing here by saying this joke again. But if you thought that the Minions were the only big thing that Universal had going for them this summer, well, get ready for Dominion. I guess, which is the new Jurassic World film, Jurassic World Dominion. This is a sequel to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's part of the new reboot franchise that they've been doing, and it features the return of Jeff Goldblum, who was in the last film, but also, more importantly, the return of Laura Dern and Sam Neill to the franchise. And it's probably got the most interesting plot out of any Jurassic Park sequel, I'll say. It's basically about what would happen if the dinosaurs were not on just an island, but rather were just an invasive species, on Earth, competing with us for resources and everything else. And It's all about the scientists from the original film and their genetic meddling and whatnot, and the paleontologists, archaeologists, everybody else coming together from all of the films in the franchise in order to, forestall the inevitable doom of both species, I guess.
I've always loved
that.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, go on. You go on ahead.
No, I was going to say, I've always loved the Jurassic Park movies, and I'm always amazed at how much they've got out of them. Like, so from the originals to these new ones, they've gotten a ton out of this story. Like, who knew?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's also wild to believe that, you've got such a diverse and interesting grouping of films. I mean, The Lost World is a really weird sequel. Jurassic Park 3 is basically as close as horror to a horror movie you're actually going to get in this, you know, franchise. Basically the raptor scene, but just for, you know, from the first one, but for 2 hours. And then you've got these big budget, you know, effects laden, wild, sequels, you know, that are just introducing a whole new generation of kids to that. And I'll tell you what, it's going to definitely make for some incredibly interesting hungover science class viewing, I imagine, for years to come.
And
yeah,
that,
whenever the teachers had a little bit too much fun at night, you know, that's when you throw on Jurassic World Dominion.
Right. And that comes out this Friday?
Yes. Preview screenings start on Thursday night, and it'll be going through the weekend. Who knows? It's the battle between the biggest toothy grins in Hollywood, the T-Rex and Tom Cruise at the box office.
Right. That's funny. Well, hey, we got some great stuff this week. We got Sandler, we got Marvel, we got everything, even dinosaurs. So, yeah, it was a good list.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty exciting, and it's going to be pretty fun to return next week and go to Infinity and Beyond or something. Or maybe I've got a snake in my boot. I don't know. Next week will be a fun one, too. So enjoy going back to when dinosaurs re-ruled the earth.
It's true. I can't wait to see this one. All right, great. Nick Johnson, film editor and writer of Vanyaland.com. As always, thank you so much. Definitely check out all three of these, and we'll talk to you again next week, Nick.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.